MPS Schools has been postponed. The meeting originally scheduled for tonight at Lee High School will now be held June 7th. The other meetings are set for Thursday at Carver High School and May 31st at Park Crossing High School. And the South Central Business District held a candidate forum last night. Voters got the chance to meet candidates for the Montgomery County School Board, the Alabama Senate seat for District 26, as well as candidates for Congress. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
In the race for governor, there's only one conservative who's actually doing something to reform Montgomery, like writing legislation to require term limits. Just so happens, it's the same candidate who sponsored a flat tax and a ban on earmarks, once and for all. His name? Bill Hightower, the conservative businessman running for governor. Here's Bill Hightower.
Recycling, it's a good thing, except when it comes to our politicians. So why do we keep hiring the same career politicians, the same insiders, while expecting a change? I'm Bill Hightower. I'm a businessman. I'm a conservative outsider, and it's time to break the cycle. As your governor, I'll fight for term limits to get Montgomery working for the people, not the insiders. Because changing the direction of our state starts with changing our politicians.
Learn more at BillHightower.com. Paid for by Hightower for Alabama, P.O. Box 91335, Mobile, Alabama, 36691.
May, graduation or not, loads of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans here at Brubaker Motors. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram truck, Fiat, Kia, and Infiniti, all in one place or in Prattville. This month it is huge. The brand new Infiniti QX50 compact SUV or the redesigned Infiniti QX80 full-size SUV. Kia, 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, best in the business. Save huge on the 2018 Soul crossover. The 2019 model arrives in June, so save a lot on the 2018. The third row Sorento SUV made just down the road. Ask about family and friends plan to see if you qualify. The all-new redesigned Jeep Wrangler, still the rugged off-road SUV you want and expect, but smoother. Or the Grand Cherokee, or its smaller sibling, the Cherokee. Ram truck redesigned 2019 model. Looks completely different than the 2018 model. Now on sale. Kia, Infiniti, Fiat, Ram truck, Chrysler, Dodge, or Jeep. In Prattville, in Montgomery. Only at Brubaker.
I'm Troy King. As your Attorney General, I worked hard to keep Alabama's families safe. I wrote and passed the toughest sex offender law in the entire country, a law that Steve Marshall's paid lobbyist actively opposed. I made sure that violent criminals stayed where they belong, behind bars. And when I left office, violent crime was at the lowest it had been in 20 years. Today, it's at historic highs. It doesn't have to be this way. Join me in taking Alabama back. Paid for by the Friends of Troy King, Post Office Box 240818, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Rise and shine, Alabama. It's dial time. It's dial time. It's dial time. It's time to start the show. With hard work and new ideas, Gerald Dial is on the go. Gerald Dial for agriculture. There is no better sign to keep Alabama growing. It's dial time.
Gerald Dial, conservative, creating jobs. Republican Gerald Dial will grow all of Alabama as Commissioner of Agriculture and Industries, creating opportunity and jobs for all Alabamians, rural, urban, and suburban. Vote Gerald Dial, June 5th.
Gerald Dial for agriculture. There is no better sign to keep Alabama growing. It's dial time.
Paid for by Dial for Ag and Industry, Box 248, Lineville, Alabama, 36266.
Hey, it's Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry. We're now located in the Peppertree Shops in Vaughan Road, right there by Chappie's and Doug's 2 Salon. Hey, ladies, anybody want a little bigger diamond? Maybe a bunch bigger diamond? How about some bigger earrings? Yeah, yeah, me. Yeah, yeah. Anyhow, at Marguerite's, you can trade in what you bought from us for bigger diamonds. And guess what? You can trade in what you bought, unfortunately, somewhere else for bigger diamonds. We'll work with anybody, regardless who bought your diamonds. We are the home of the diamonds.
appointments.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday. 272-9228. That's where we are. First time callers need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing. For the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. You will absolutely love it. Last day that the New York Strip Prime is on sale. Normally $19.99, $14.99 on sale at Fresh Market. I would take advantage of that. For today, it is an outstanding cut of meat. Cannot wait to see it. I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to go get one and then look at what they're going to have for the on Wednesday.
I actually have a ribeye sitting in the fridge.
You
with
do?
My name on it for tonight.
All right.
But I might stop by there tonight to just take a little sigh, get some shiitake mushrooms going aside.
Ooh,
with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to go by, you know, they had that kind of special, the Irish butter, have you tried that?
Oh, the Kerrygold?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we get.
Is that what you use?
Yeah, we always get Kerrygold. I've convinced the whole house to only get Kerrygold. I love the stuff.
It is great, and last time I was there, it was on sale, so I got four. Mm,
they're good.
And then, one time I got four, and I'm out now.
Oh, no.
I've learned that I was out at the moment that I was trying to prepare the 425 baked potato.
Mm.
And even though the baked potato was okay without the butter, because of the other stuff I did with cheese and things like that.
It's not the same.
But it's not the same.
No.
It is not the same. And that butter is outstanding.
It's really good. Really good.
It really gets when you put that seasoning salt from on it and then really good cheese, good quality cheese, it's great. Okay, good show.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
Let's move on, as they say. Okay, so Joseph Napolitano is going to be talking about articulable suspicion. And this is actually, I went and looked this up. This is an actual legal phrase. He's going to talk about what you need to make do the steps that they needed to do.
DOJ is saying they will give the classified information, those materials, to Congress. Do you believe that will happen? And
no.
Secondly, do they have to tell Mueller? What's going on, DOJ?
Okay, let me try and unravel it. I don't believe DOJ will give everything, and I'll tell you why. Because under the law, the DOJ has the right to keep from everyone information that's presented to a grand jury or information that would expose a source when they're still in the midst of a criminal investigation. As ugly as this sounds, Mueller's investigation is a criminal investigation. The subject of that investigation is the President of the United States.
Right.
They would never tip their hand to the President, to anybody,
right,
about what they have and where they're going until the investigation is over. And they've either written a report about him, charged them with something, or exonerated him.
Right. From what we just went over, you just described everything. So from what you know about the law and investigations, does anything unnerve you about the process?
Yes, it does unnerve.
So tell me what specifically?
If the FBI, and we have these texts from Strzok and his friend, so we know the attitude that some of them had about Donald Trump, use the power of the government's law enforcement facilities to interfere with or frustrate the Trump campaign.
Sure.
That would be a crime of enormous magnitude, the
suspicion,
like of which I don't believe we've ever seen in American history.
What if there was reason? They'll say, well, there was a reason. And
okay, you almost used the right word because you're so good at this, Kilmeade. The word, the phrase is articulable suspicion. Suspicion you
so
can...
Should have used...
Correct, correct. If there was articulable suspicion, that is the linchpin of what the government needs to commence a criminal investigation. So if they're pure, if they're not doing this for political reasons, they dispatch the professor or whoever to have a conversation at a bar with somebody about the campaign, they need articulable suspicion, a suspicion that they can state as to why they think,
right, and they
it's
gotta
worth
say that
pursuing.
Right. And
at some point, they have to reveal what that articulable suspicion is.
Interesting. So from that, it wasn't clear is that if the professor invites Carter Page over to London,
mm-hmm,
to go to the symposium type thing, that's a 3-day deal. He had befriended him before. He invites him over there. And they're sitting there talking. If the intent is to find out or to implant or get him to talk about certain things, that would seem to be entrapment to me.
Yes.
And also on Laura Ingraham, again, it was just painfully painfully boring. She read a letter that was dated July the 17th, 2017. Donald Trump's already president. And is talking about the Russian collusion. You know, are you doing okay with all the stories that are going on out there? And everything. And it's the informant that sends him the letter. Very buddy-buddy. And it's almost like he's using that friendship that he did. And what he did is he groomed a lot of friends that are out there. And he was very well known in the community, so I understand. So how much of that is a setup? And they paid this guy some big bucks. Big bucks. And where did that money come from? And how was it marked down as the expenditure? What was it for? Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Shelley. Shelley, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. How are you?
I am very good, Shelley. How are you?
Good. Was that Judge Napolitano you just played?
That was, or is?
I don't care for him.
Why not?
Well, because everything he has said is not, it doesn't come true. I mean, how many times has Mueller said the president is not under investigation? Didn't he just say that?
He said that he's not the target of an investigation.
Okay, well, Judge Napolitano just says these things to think it's a criminal investigation on the president. I don't get it.
I see what you're talking about. I like Joseph Napolitano because he's very much of a constitutionalist, and that's right down my alley. And he's pretty good, in my opinion, of kind of predicting things. And particularly, he's got some real good contacts within the judicial system.
Well, and it could have been that they had suspicion of a crime, not by the president, but by somebody within the president's campaign. Which means the president isn't under criminal investigation, but somebody, say, like Carter Page or Papadopoulos. I always feel like I'm Salvador Dali when I say that. But it could have been they were suspected of committing a crime.
Well, I just know that all this needs to see the light. We need to get done with it.
Well, don't be too hard on Jason Napolitano.
Okay, I won't.
Okay, Shelley.
I like listening to Alan Dershowitz now.
Alan Dershowitz has been spot on this whole thing, and I love when he gets in an argument with some of these liberal attorneys that work for the networks. I mean, he whips them up.
He does, because he's not a partisan hack, you know. He's just going by what the Constitution says, and I like that.
Yeah. We're in the same ballpark. Shelley, let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
Do you want to be in the drawing for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket?
Well, sure.
Shelley, give me your month and day of birth.
11/20.
Shelley, I appreciate you calling. I'm going to put your name in for the drawing. Listen in on Friday. That's when we're going to do it. Have you been to Sweet Creek Farm Market?
I have not yet. I've heard a lot about it.
Shelley!
I know.
What?
Well, I got to win so I can go, Dan.
You're right. Okay.
All right. You guys have a good day.
You too, Shelley. Always good talking to you. Let me go to Jason. Jason, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Doing good, Jason, good. And you?
I'm doing all right, man. I can't complain. I hope you guys get some relaxing plans for Memorial Day. My wife has already obligated me to barbecue, so...
All right. That's an honor, man. That's an honor.
It is an honor, but she subtly asked me this morning. She was like, oh, so what are we doing about Memorial Day? I'm like, I don't know. she played me. But anyway... I called him because I was listening to the Judge Napolitano clip, and his hearing what Joey said. I guess the one thing I want to add to this whole conversation is kind of what Joey said, is that as far as the whole conversation with the professor and what I've read, listening to Carter Page talk about his interactions with the professor and Clovis talking about his interaction with the president, with the professor, it seemed really non-aggressive. And Clovis said when he talked to the guy, there wasn't even any discussion of Russia. They talked about China and something else. But to add to that, Carter Page's relationship with the FBI wasn't new. The FBI had evidence Russians were trying to recruit him. So I guess some of this is kind of, it gets muddled because all of it doesn't go back to Trump. Some of it is like, well, Carter Page was kind of embedded with the Russians and Papadopoulos was bragging about he had connection with the Russians. So it's like, I think some of this is separate from President, is my point. And I think it's kind of like, it's getting mixed. Because Carter Page the FBI had real, in my opinion, at least real kind of motivation to go after him, or at least to investigate him. And the same thing with Papadopoulos. So I don't know if that kind of helps the situation or doesn't, but it seems like you could separate those two out, specifically from Clovis and some of the other ones. I don't know.
One thing on Carter Page is Carter Page actually was investigated years ago for his going over to Russia and being too involved with Russia, but they found nothing in that, nothing.
Yeah, but I guess, I would say nothing came out of it just because he's still walking around free man, so I'm with you on that. I'll agree with that, but my point is that Russian connection is there for him, as opposed to like Clovis or even some of the other people being investigated. Like there was some paperwork somewhere with with Russia and Page on it. So for the professor to kind of talk to him or whatever, okay, cool, whatever. But I think that's separate from Trump. I, to Joey's point, I think some of these people had their own connection, and they just, I don't want to say coincidentally, but they had some of the same connections and overlaps that caused the FBI to kind of at least focus on them. But I don't know. I don't know if that helps the whole Mueller thing or Trump or whatever, but I think those can be separated from the others at least. I think that's a fair enough background to say that. I don't know. But
we'll see in the fullness of time, as we say, Jason.
We will see. All right, guys. Take it easy.
Thanks, buddy. Newstone 93.1. David, hang on. Gonna be back to you right after this.
Set the hang-ups we have today. Said we need to
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Al Booth has what it takes to be in the Alabama legislature. Al Booth has education. Al Booth has experience and strong family values. But most importantly, Al Booth has integrity. Al Booth is proudly serving his 18th year as probate judge of Watauga County. Al Booth has experience as an elected official and already has experience in working with the legislature. There will be no learning curve for him. Al Booth believes in service. He serves his church, civic groups. He served his clients as a country lawyer for over 20 years. Now, Al Booth wishes to continue to serve you in the Alabama State House. Al Booth believes in the Second Amendment, supports the Monuments Bill, and will always protect them. And Al Booth is a family man with wife June, three boys, and five grandchildren. Paid for by the committee to elect Al Booth, 512 Wetumpka Street, Prattville, Alabama, 36067. On June 5th, vote for Al Booth for the Alabama House District 88 in Watauga and Elmore counties. Al Booth, experience, education, strong family values, and integrity.
I'm Al Booth, and I approve this message. Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the river region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So, if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
Not all electricians are created equal. Some are more interested in making money than doing what's right for the customer. Well, not so at Mr. Electric of Montgomery. At Mr. Electric, their goal is to provide a safe home for your family. You can trust the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery to explain any problem thoroughly, then take action to correct it in the most budget-friendly way possible. Mr. Electric offers upfront pricing, appointments on your schedule, and affordable financing options. When you have an electrical problem, don't put your home or family at risk. Call the licensed professionals at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where...
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. It can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones and go to David. David, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hello, Dan. How are you today?
I'm really good, my friend. And you?
Doing fine. You know, it is a scary thing that you have a Justice Department, an FBI, CIA, NSA, whatever, who is just simply gone rogue and has politicized itself to the point that they can basically kick down anybody who has any connection to Donald Trump whatsoever and financially ruin them through just mere accusation.
Give me an example of who they've done that to.
Well, you know, with I forget the gentleman's name, that was a... On his campaign team.
Oh, yeah, Caputo.
Yes, yes. You know, and, of course, now they're going after some of his longtime friends, trying to put the squeeze on them. And financially, you know, they're going to be putting them deep in debt as well. trying to get any dirt they can on Trump. And, you know, that is just to me is a scary thing when you have someone like that with that kind of power. And I will absolutely go to my grave believing that Barack Obama and Valley Jarrett have orchestrated this entire sham against Trump and continue to orchestrate it. I believe it with all my heart.
Well, I certainly believe, I think that the first part is right. I'm not sure how they could still orchestrate it as well. I think it has a kind of an organic, natural heartbeat to itself that people like Clapper and Brennan, because of self-preservation, because, I mean, if you think about what's happening here, if just half of what we think is true, then some people are in some real deep kimchi.
Sure, yeah. And the sad part is, you know, and this is the whole strategy, I believe. It's not to necessarily get Trump, get him out of the White House, because I think that's kind of unrealistic. That may have been their goal to begin with. But I think that their strategy now is simply to keep the Russia narrative alive until this fall with the election, in hopes that the Democrats will get control of the House or Senate and then be able to move to quell everything, just squash everything, you know, and muddle it up to the point that nothing ever really happened.
Yeah, you're not the only... Go ahead.
Yeah, that you'll never see Hillary Clinton serve a day in prison. You'll never see Barack Obama serve a day in prison. You know, that it'll just all die a slow, natural death at the hands of the Democrats.
Well, this is going to be an interesting piece of this is going to be this coming Friday or the first part of next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and that is, what does the IG say? Particularly, yeah. What does the IG say about the Clinton email investigation? This
right.
This report is supposed to be 300 pages, 300 pages. So you know it's got to have some stuff in there if it's 300 pages long.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Did you see Tucker's little get-together with Solwall last night?
No, I didn't. I hate that guy.
Oh, to me, him and Schiff are probably the two smarmiest politicians in Washington. They just absolutely reek of just being smarmy.
Well, what they do is they misrepresent things. I mean, they viperate into something that just doesn't exist by saying, well, you know, there was an ongoing early investigation going on into Russia and Trump and collusion. No, right. It actually was Russia and interference in the election. That's what that was, not collusion.
Yeah, yeah, and, you know, he came on, Tucker, with the promise that he had absolute, you know, evidence of collusion. And, of course, that never really came out. He just, the usual, you know, innuendos and, you know, repeating.
I've been told, yeah.
Regurgitating the same stuff. And fortunately, it was hilarious because Tucker then, you know, when he realized he didn't have anything new, he started hammering him on his voting record on some things and bills that he has actually brought before Congress, one of which was gun confiscation.
Ooh.
And stood there and absolutely denied, oh, no, no, we're not, I never, you know, and Tucker says, I've got it right here, and read it where, you know, he wanted to make it illegal for private citizens to own firearms. And you could literally have the authorities show up at your home, confiscate your firearms, and charge you with a felony for owning them.
Man.
I mean, that, to me, and that's what's scary, is that the Democrats get control of Congress this fall. That's the scary stuff, because you know you're going to have people like Schiff, him, Pelosi, Schumer. They're all going to, with the situations we're having now with the school shootings, you know that gun confiscation bill is going to be brought back to life by them in Congress if that happens, if they do get control of Congress.
Yep.
So, have a good one.
You too. It's not going to go anywhere, but this is certainly going to do it. News Talk 93.1, Dan Moore Show, we'll be back right after this.
The night we met, I knew
The Dan Moore Show.
Turn on, tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Time, the Joey Clark Radio Hour, Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle and get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep your engine clean and improve performance with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's offers pros brands they rely on every day, like America's most trusted water heater brand, A.O. Smith. Choose from several models available in stock and ready in emergencies, if that's when you need them. Plus, save 5% on every purchase every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. So, pro, now that you know, let's get started. Offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
I was an educated buyer. I knew the car I wanted and how much I wanted my monthly payments to be, but I didn't see the interest rate. Major mistake! I thought I was stuck with my bad deal until I went to see ASE Credit Union. They're right here in Montgomery, and unlike the big bank, ASE has my back. I refinanced my car, reduced my monthly payments, and I'll save thousands of dollars. Call ASE today and get the deal you deserve. It's your money. ASE is your credit union, federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
I am Vicki Bonner Ward, and I want to be your next probate judge. The Elmore County Probate Office is here to serve your needs. I believe the probate office should be easily accessible, completely transparent, and fiscally responsible with your tax dollars. As your next probate judge, I will be willing to listen to all your concerns and will strive to make sure that our probate office works efficiently for you. For honest, effective, conservative leadership, elect me, Vicki Bonner Ward, for Elmore County Probate Judge on June the 5th.
Paid for by committee to elect Vicki Bonner Ward, Wetumpka, Alabama, 36092.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston.
We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says we'll see if his meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un actually happens June 12th. He's demanding that Kim commit to denuclearization.
Frankly, it has a chance to be a great, great meeting for North Korea and a great meeting for the world. If it doesn't happen, maybe it'll happen later. Maybe it'll happen at a different time.
The president at the White House with South Korean President Moon Jae-in about trade talks with China and lifting a ban on deals with a telecom manufacturer there.
Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer warns President Trump is getting taken to the cleaners.
It signals to them they can roll over us.
Schumer responding to reports the administration and China have agreed to a potential deal that would lift a ban on U.S. companies selling parts to ZTE in exchange for China removing tariffs on U.S. agriculture.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the Capitol. Fox News. You report. You decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The storms will be hit or miss, but there'll be plenty to go around the next couple of days. Today, mostly cloudy, limited sunshine, and a generous supply of scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening. High in the mid-80s, low tonight around 68, and then tomorrow. High in the upper 80s, and still a better-than-normal chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially afternoon and evening. Thursday and Friday, there'll be scattered showers and thunderstorms roaming around both days. The number of showers and storms will actually increase again over the Memorial Day weekend for here and the Gulf Coast beaches. Stay on top of weather changes all the time with our weather app. It has instant push notifications for severe weather alerts wherever you are, plus interactive radar. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Bye bye, baby. Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Breaking news here. We have an active shooter in Panama City, Florida.
Close to home.
Yep. WBRC is reporting that they have some footage, but it's just of the SWAT vehicles coming. It says now the local authorities have confirmed an ongoing incident has happened, and CNN has picked up the story also. We'll try to get more information on that. If anybody knows anybody down there, give them a holler. Something just came in. Let's see. City Public Information Officer Lawrence is a St. Andrews Bay is the county that they're responding to. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Tuesday.
Dan and Joey.
How are you,
good.
Papa B?
You oh, man. I tell you, rain, but I guess we need it. I'm not going to complain.
There you go. I don't have to water my foundation anymore.
That's a kick in the butt for people in Montgomery, isn't it, sometimes?
Yeah, really.
Have to water your foundation. boy, I tell you what, this thing is just so thick. The Mueller, the investigation, the Russian spying deal, the uncovering of, you know, possible plants from the FBI into the Trump administration, which I already pretty much suspected. Brennan Clapper, the whole bunch of them really, you know, starting to start chirping over there, like bacon fried. And the connections that, you know, you can't ignore the connections between everything that's going on, you know, between what's happening with Rosenstein and all of the other news items that's happening. you know, a very, very thick plot, and it's hard to, you know, stop at one point and start at another. But I was listening to Ingram, Laura Ingram last night, and I agree with you. You know, got a little boring. But this Carter Page dude, does he kind of strikes me as a knave, just a little bit, a good-natured knave. But sort of a knave. I mean, do you think that's kind of a game, or do you think he's...
I was kind of surprised that... I mean, he could have knocked that thing out of the park, and he didn't seem to know anything.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He seems to be sort of just oblivious.
Yeah.
You know, this, and you can see it in his eyes, you know. It's like, I'm just here trying to have some fun and make some money, you know, whatever. You know, no concerns or care. I'm just wondering, you know, whether that's a play or whether that's just who he is. And I don't see how you really get anything out of his connections with any of the Trump campaign or, you know, Russian collusion or anything. You know, I just don't know. I'm just getting weary, and I think the country's starting to really tire of this in some, you know, major ways. I don't have to look at Mueller very long, old Deputy Dog there, and that face that he makes to see what he's been sniffing. He just trying his best to just do something to justify his existence. That's what I personally take out of it. They're doing everything they possibly can to justify their existence as, you know, investigators, and not really getting anywhere. What do you think? This is starting to come to an end.
The Mueller piece or what piece?
The Mueller investigation, yes, in particular. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't sense that it's coming to an end. I think we're closer to the end than we are the beginning. But I think the thing that's going to change everything, or what will change everything, so I don't over preposition something. What will change everything is going to be the IG's report, and how big that first drop of the shoe is going to be, that's going to kind of tell me what the tone is and how much of it is out there. This is going to be, understand, it's a 300-page report. That means somebody had put a lot of work into it, and it's got a lot of information in it. And I think there are going to be some people who are going to be kind of a little worried about this.
Okay, so... But, you know, as far as the Mueller investigation thing, when Nunes and Gowdy finally get the documents of the genesis of the investigation, and it shows...
Well, the genesis of the investigation is going to be, what are the documents that made it where you investigated? And I don't think they're going to see that. Because I don't think it exists. It's my personal opinion.
Well, they're not going to see it because it doesn't exist. Or maybe they just made it up. There's no reason for them to... So what happens if they can't find a reason for the outset of the investigation? What happens to the investigation?
Well, see, that's what I was saying yesterday. If we get in and find out that the FISA application was false, and that they had set these things up, and it's all, we're looking at Russian collusion that's out there, then everything that started this was false. And then you get into a problem. Then you get into the, if the premise is false in the beginning, that to me would mean that Mueller would be false.
Okay, and so who can call for, who can actually put the kibosh on the Mueller investigation, right?
Rosenstein
is the only one that can do it.
Yeah, he only answers to Rosenstein.
Okay. All right. Well, oh my gosh, this is what a mess we're in here.
It really is, and it's my. I feel that we're getting close to an ending point or a new place. But by golly, I really wish it would happen, because I am scared that they're going to try to run the clock out. And That would not be a good thing.
That, you know, yeah, they, yeah, that's what I think, you know, one of your previous callers is right about that. I think they're just going to try to keep it going until, you know, Congress changes over. They want to see if the Democrats can retake control and then just bury everything, you know, so that their the FBI, the DOJ, anybody else that might have had some impropriety, they can just kind of bury it and forget about it. So, anyway, well, I'm seeing a little bit of daylight, and I hope to see a lot more as we go along. So.
You and me,
you guys later.
You and me both, my friend. You and me both. Okay, let's fit. Well, let me do this. Let me remind you that this hour is brought to you by Brubaker Motors, Eastern Bypass, and Prattville location. They've got some great sales going on right now. They're doing program cars. They are doing special deals on cars where you can lease them. So I would go by and see. There are too many opportunities to talk about. But this Kia Soul and being able to have the very low payment for that, that is a heck of a deal. Somebody was telling me about it. I was going like, I cannot believe they're going to sell a car for that cheap. So go by and see Dick Brubaker, Don Rickard. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. They have the Prattville location also. Take advantage of that. Go by and see them. As Dick says, I don't care if you go to every place in Central Alabama. So you go by and see them and Brubaker Motors. James, you're going to have to hang on for me. I'm going to come back to you right after this.
Your news talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
I'm Will Barfoot, and I'm a Republican candidate for the Alabama State Senate. But let me make one thing very clear. I'm not a politician, and I don't want to be. I'd rather have dinner with my family than eat caviar. I'm more comfortable in my jeans and boots than in a suit. And political correctness is something I've never understood. I want to bring real solutions from real people to solve the real problems we're facing. It's time to put people above politics.
Paid for by the committee to elect Will Barfoot, 4280 Walhatchie Road, Pike Road, Alabama.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. It's a new season, which means there are new changes that you should know about. If you currently have a conventional loan, this message is for you. Listen up. If you owe $454,000 or less on your home, then it is time for you to take advantage of the new conforming loan program. Call me at 567-4223. Let's talk about how you could be saving money today. Ring in the new season with more money in your pocket. Now is the time to lower your rate and payment. Why pay more than you have to? Let's talk through the options together to create your very own Alabama home mortgage. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Alabama Governor Kay Ivey talks about her faith and Christian values.
Well, I was a member of the Covenant Baptist Church growing up. I accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. I'm grateful for my faith, and I rely on it. Prayer and reading the scriptures and going to church is really important.
Kay Ivey lives her faith and follows God's teaching in how she leads our great state.
I'm pro-life because God teaches us to love life, and He created us, and He wants us to love one another.
That's why Kay Ivey always defends our shared Christian values. As governor, Kay has restored ethical Christian leadership to the office, fought to restore our faith in government, and has Alabama working again.
I believe that life begins at conception. I am strongly pro-life.
That's why Governor Ivey is the only candidate to be endorsed by both the Alabama Citizens for Life and Susan B. Anthony list. Kay Ivey, fighting for conservative values. Paid for by Kay Ivey for Governor, Inc., P.O. Box 966, Montgomery, Alabama, 36101.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to James. James, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. God bless America and God bless the great state of Alabama.
How have you been?
I'm just tickled to death to be alive, man. How are you?
I'm doing great.
You know, thank God somebody pays more attention to this controversy than I do. But I'm beginning to look at this as if the Three Stooges were on one side and the Marx Brothers were on the other. I'm getting to where I don't believe the media. I hear so many. One media is telling me that Donald Trump is fixing to be crucified on the front lawn of the White House, and the other one tells me that everybody in the past administration is going to prison for the next 45 years.
And the truth lies somewhere in between.
And I'm getting to the point now that I just don't know. And a gentleman a few callers back said that we people are getting to where we just don't believe any of it. And, I mean, I know somebody's telling the truth. I hope somebody's telling the truth. And I'm just perplexed. It ain't my first dog and pony show. I've been fooling politics since 89. Since 86. And actually, before that, I walked behind Emory Farmer's car in the Peach Parade and handed out Emory Farmer for Governor bumper stickers.
Oh, wow.
So that was a long time ago. But, you know, and I love my fellow Democrats and my fellow Republicans. I've known some of the greatest people in the world, but I've known some of them what I wouldn't give you 2 cents for. But, you know, it's just disappointing me that the politics of this great nation has begun to dwindle down to where it's more partisan. They just don't seem to care about each other, much less, you know, us. It's just become to be a backbiting, who said, she said, your mama said. It's just not, you know, it's like, I think it was Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill, they used to argue, but they walk outside and they didn't take it personal. You know, but this is personal. This is personal. These people are talking about personal things. And I don't know, what good it's going to do for me to say this, I don't know. But, you know, sometimes you just have to stop and make a comment. And now I see that my former president and his wife are now in the movie industry, and I'm sure we'll just get leaps and bounds out of what he's going to do to improve the movie industry. So, I don't know. It's just, I guess somebody's got to listen to my rant, and I believe you know what you're talking about. I believe you've been in it, and I believe your partner in there, Joe, is beginning to take hold, and I believe y'all both are doing a good job, and I believe y'all are paying attention. And just keep doing what you're doing, and God bless America.
Well, we try to do our part, James. I appreciate you. I thought about you when I saw the Netflix story on Barack and Michelle Obama.
Well, you know, there's a lot of good people that spend a lot of part of a huge part of their life trying to raise money for some of the most outstanding movie scripts and documentary scripts. And there's over 300,000 scripts presented yearly. 300,000 scripts. And you see how many movies are made.
Right.
And now I see that, you know, those two gentlemen, that gentleman and that lady, are going to put their abilities. And I've never seen them produce or direct anything. And now they, you know, the media has them like it's, you know, like it's the second coming to the film industry.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't think it's going to be, I think it's going to, I'm not going to say one way or the other, because I don't know them personally, but they have a lot to prove to me.
James, thanks for the telephone call. I appreciate your input, and you take care, my friend.
All right, brother. Y'all be good, and I hope we go forward, onward and upward.
Yep. That's, I'm in the same place you are. Let's see here. We didn't get to that last Napolitano cut, did we?
No.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, we did. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. I didn't break it into three. I broke it into two. So we'll have to pass on that. Let's see. Let me look here. Let's, Catherine Harris, but I don't want to throw that one out there too fast. That would be for next. Let me give you a little sample of this, how much time do I have? Three? Try the Laura Ingraham cut. This is the only one I kept out of this thing. It's not very good, to be honest with you.
Looking back on it, does anything seem odd, or just, you know how you know something now, like, oh, maybe that was a little odd, or any other contacts you had with any other people that seem now, in retrospect, given what we know now, odd, out of the ordinary, or maybe in some way improper?
Well, you know, I tend to give people the benefit of the doubt, and I, you know, we'll see. Maybe they, this individual who we're talking about might have been a little bit nicer than he might, than I might otherwise have expected. Although, you know, we were talking about all of the abuses that were happening with this dodgy dossier, which was first debuted in September 2016. As a way of damaging the Trump campaign and basically destroying myself. And so, you know, and he always seemed very sympathetic about that. So,
Yeah. Again,
you know, we'll see. I like to give people the benefit of the doubt. People that know him in Washington, in senior circles that I've spoken with afterwards, say, you know, he seemed like a pretty decent guy. So, I give...
That would be the perfect person to use for maybe I'm just cynical, been around Washington too long. Carter,
that's kind of all his answers were just like that. They were kind of he's like in La La Land. I'm surprised people would. If I were him, I'd be suspicious that somebody would pay me $3,000 to do something. Like, wait a minute, that's overpaying me here. Newstalk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show, heading to the top of the hour break. Going to be back right after this.
You're listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.